Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, to begin, are you registered to work in San Patricio County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am, is you or is any member of your household employed in the media news, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about past November general election for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote more most often? Would that be Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent, a party?
I typically vote Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year were you born?
1964.
64. Okay, thank you. Okay, and have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
I have heard things about it, yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you seen, read, or heard about this form, attending a meeting, yes or no?
I believe I got a flyer about it, but I did not see anything about a meeting.
Okay, what about a report on television?
No, I haven't seen.
Something you heard on the radio? What about news sites or articles on the internet?
No.
A report on the newspaper?
No.
Facebook, X, or other social media?
No. I haven't seen anything about it other than the flyer I got in the mail. And
okay.
That was from the company thing.
Okay. What about not talking with family or friends?
No. We haven't discussed it.
So just website or a website you found?
No. It was a flyer in the mail that I received.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In your own words, please tell me what you've seen, you know, read or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
I received a flyer in the mail about it.
You got the flyer, and what was the information that you got that they were going to open that ammonia plant?
It actually was more of like, I call it rah-rah. It's like, oh, this is going to be great for the economy. This is going to bring in all these jobs. This is going to, it's all that BS.
Okay, so about, all right. You heard that it was going to be good for the economy, right?
Yeah, which is, okay. It can be good for the economy someplace else.
Okay.
We have to have industry in our area.
Okay, about being good for the economy. And what else?
That was just kind of the whole thing. It was just talking about, I'm trying to remember what all it said. I kind of briefly read through it and threw it away. Can't really remember any more than that. Just that it was bringing jobs.
And has what you seen, read, or heard given you a more negative view or a more positive view on the proposed ammonia plant?
It really hasn't changed my opinion at all.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups, you know, for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group. If so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. And okay, here's the first one. The first one is Valero. Would that be a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative?
Strong positive.
Strong positive. Okay, Enbridge.
Say it again.
Enbridge. That's the name of the company?
Oh, yeah, I've never heard of it. Yeah, I'm
okay,
not
never
familiar
with it. What about RC Energy Corporation?
100 Strong.
Okay, Strong. Okay, Yara.
Can you spell that for me?
Y-A-R-A.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, okay. What about Project Yaren?
Never heard of it.
Port of Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, what about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of it.
And Flint Hills Resources?
Neutral. No, somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive
on that one.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant, an export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside.
Yeah, I would strongly disagree.
Okay, so it's opposedly strongly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, can you please tell me each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the southern port of Ingleside? Here's the first one, okay? This is just information on it, okay? And you can tell me if you favor it or you oppose it, okay? The proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, ammonia is, you know, the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
That would make me feel better. Somewhat favor.
Okay, a partner in process ammonia plant, Enbridge, has the largest scale infrastructure development and expertise, you know, with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you favor somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Neutral. That doesn't favor either way.
Okay. Neutral, right? Okay. Alright, ma'am, and opponents say, you know, the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Would you favor somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
I think that it would be not good for our world. So I would strongly agree with that.
Okay, strongly oppose that for them to open that the plant, right?
Yeah, I'm not for that. We have a ton of industry in our area already. We have two plants.
The plant personnel and first responders will be, you know, properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in you know, the unlike event that there is a incident at the proposed facility. Would that make you favor somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it?
You have to believe it, and that's part of my problem is I don't believe that, you know, I know people who work at the industry here, different places, Oxy, Chenier, and they have all these safety regulations involved, and it's just, they're very lackadaisical about it, and it just irritates me, so I don't, that this is not fair, because if that were true, I would favor it, but I don't believe it's going to be true. Does that make sense?
Okay, no problem. That's all, That's what we wanna hear from you, ma'am, and that, you know, your honest opinion. So, I mean, if you say you strongly oppose it after hearing that, that's fine with us, okay?
Okay.
As part of the survey, okay? So be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat. We'll do somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. Okay, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Or would that make
neutral?
You neutral, okay.
Let me ask, this is a survey and it's not, because when the Exxon plant came in, they said, oh, we're going to have, 10,000 people hired locally while we're building it. And then they brought in all these people from other countries. They didn't hire anybody in our area.
Really? Okay. No, we don't have. Okay.
But that's
all right, ma'am.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, the produce, ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right, at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industry property away from residents and then it be shipped, kept there. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, the low carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, though creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor, maybe.
Favor. Okay, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and exercise tax. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat
favor. Okay. All right, ma'am, opponents say, the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
I strongly agree with that.
Oppose it somewhat or strongly oppose it? Opposing the building, the construction.
I would oppose the building. Yes.
Okay. All right. There'll be strongly or just somewhat? Uh-huh. Strong.
Strongly.
All right, ma'am. And approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, somewhat, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, track, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the building?
That would make me somewhat of favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, ma'am, that the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. All right, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property taxes revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salary, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
somewhat favored. Okay, opponents say, you know, a proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay. And this will mean more erosion, as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, consumers frequently, we almost done. I only have three more statements to go, and at the end, just a few questions more, okay, and we're done. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectants, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. We don't need that. We have plenty of other things we can use.
Okay, Enbridge and Yara will partner, you know, to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, and the last one said, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right. All right, ma'am, and now that, you know, you heard all this information, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would oppose. I would oppose.
Okay, so be strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. All right, ma'am, and in your own words, can you please tell me why would you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility? Just whatever comes to your mind.
Because we have enough industry in this area already.
Okay.
And then I have to go. My daughter's here.
Just give me just a few minutes, ma'am, so we can finish it up. Okay, let me write this down real quick for you, and then I will finish it up. So you say because we have too much of those, what you say?
Too much industry in the area.
Okay. So too much industry in the area. All right. All right, ma'am. Now, just a few questions to, you know, that make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Nope.
Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you own or rent your plants or residence?
I own my home.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current type of most recent type of employment? Would that be energy, chemical, self-employed, you know, your own business, clerical, like retail, professional such as law or medicine?
Self-employed.
Self-employed.
I'm a real estate agent.
Okay, self-employed. All right. All right, ma'am, and do you have an X account? Yes or no?
I have a what account?
X account.
X account? Oh, yeah, yes. I do. Yes.
Yes. Okay. What about Instagram account?
Yes, I do.
Facebook account?
Yes.
And okay, and do you read Corpus Christi Color Times, you know, Times
no.
on daily basis? Okay.
No.
What about do you read the Ingleside Index on weekly basis?
No.
No. Okay. And do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
No.
And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No, I don't.
No kids, okay? All right, ma'am, with this this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening.
Yes.
Appreciate your help.
You too. Uh-huh.
All right, good. Bye-bye.